Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, would you like some Jedi mind tricks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you've put someone, they've had to go out of their way to help you, or you're inconveniencing them.
Okay.
Rather than saying, I am sorry for the trouble I'm causing.
Okay, like what we do to our engineer, Mike, all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should instead say, hey, just thanks for all your grace and all your hard work. So make it about them, not you. Then you don't have any guilt. I don't know what that does, because they're still inconvenienced, but apparently it makes them happier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now let's say you're really freaking out, losing your mind, like Steve might with the FedEx people.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
A glance in the mirror will calm you down. Apparently, we don't like to see ourselves looking like a moron.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that makes complete sense. It's like when you're behaving in a certain way, whether it's the way you're talking to your kids or something, and if it ends up on video somehow,
yes,
and you see it, you go, mm-hmm, oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So,
and I don't know about y'all, but I get like tomato face if I'm really angry. So I turn really red, mm-hmm, and I get like red and blotchy. I'm one of those people that the moment I have conflict, I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to go. Everybody's going to know. So if I see myself when I'm angry, I'm like, I'm a tomato.
So you can't do the, I'm fine.
No,
because everybody
can tell.
Knows you're not
unless
fine.
I have makeup on, you can tell.
They say that's why a lot of airports and, I've never seen this in airports. They say in airports, but they say a lot of businesses will have mirrors behind the service counter so that it will slow customers from acting like idiots because they'll see them ranting and raving about the pen not working or whatever they're doing.
So you think that we would have even more freakouts if mirrors weren't involved? Because
yeah,
it doesn't stop a lot of people.
I can't think of the Karens.
Yeah, I can't think of the yeah, last place I was at where I was like, wow, that's a mirror I can see myself in.
An old hotel.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Maybe a bar.
I'll tell you this. When our 2.5-year-old was freaking out the other day, Kayla held up the phone recording him. It had been a fairly significant tantrum for some time. And she said, well, I give up. And she just held it up and said, this is what you look like. He stopped. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, that worked out well.
Now, maybe he just stopped because it was a screen, and everyone likes those because something may come on that may entertain you.
He told her to put it away. She turned it away, and he was like, turned it back quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's something we'll talk to a therapist about someday.
Probably.
Like, not us, but him. All right, this one is about, so let's say you have two things you want someone to do. Like, hey, Kelly, you want to go home early or could you help me out with one more thing? You're supposed to give them the illusion of choice. Okay.
Okay.
So Kelly, you could go home right now, but you probably prefer to help me out on one more thing.
Oh my God. If somebody said that to me, I would feel obligated to help. Cause I'd be like, yeah. Okay.
I think the examples should probably be a little less extreme on the spectrum. Like you could have $1 million or I'm sure you prefer to let me punch you in the ovaries.
Yeah. I'd be so confused. I'd just say, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, wait, it's really nice out. What happens to me if I choose that one?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think ultimately these are the tone and the delivery is really what it is.
Yeah.
Like letting people know I'm in charge and you're going to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok from a lawyer not long ago, and he said that one of the greatest things he learned from when he's doing sort of cross-examination in court or if he's doing a deposition is to do something like this. So let's say Hot Wings was a relatively antagonistic witness.
Okay. So I'm you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just do what I do.
Yeah.
If I were the attorney, I would say, now, Hot Wings, I know you're someone who values doing the right thing.
Yes. I value doing the right thing. Do you?
Well, this is not about you, but I appreciate your question. Yeah, I also value doing the right thing. So when it comes to what you did on this day, were you doing, like, I don't have a specific example, but that's what they do. You frame it so that they have to answer so that you prove the previous statement they said is true.
He was out Amber alerting.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They say silence is the most powerful tool. They said 4 seconds of silence feels the same as someone rejecting you directly.
Mm-hmm. Let's try it right now.
It worked. They're anxious.
Yeah. That's why they say when you're in a negotiation or something, don't be the first one to speak.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to get awkward.
I always do what Michael Scott did on The Office if I'm in a negotiation. After it's quiet for a while, I say, I am not going to be the first one to speak. They said, if someone is being awful to you, after they say something back, just look at them calmly and count to four slowly in your head. They will probably start backtracking before mm-hmm. you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tried that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think that I do it more because the people that I've done that with, I know it's going to make them mad, and we're already angry and arguing. So I'm like, you would like me to respond. And instead, I'm just going to sit here and pretend to be chill.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, all right, I know you want to say something.
So you're not doing it to calm them down. You're doing it to antagonize.
Yeah, and I'm not doing it to calm me down. Yes. It's not doing anything for me either.
Kelly, that would be my problem. If I was to that point where I was trying to do that, I would be not talking because I was so mad I was trying to swallow the F word before I said something that would get me in trouble.
I'm a people pleaser, so I'm always backtracking. And I don't need 2 seconds is enough for me to backtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What if what you said, you knew you were right? Would you still question, well, maybe I said it with a harsh tone?
I might reframe it. Yes, I might.
Really?
Yes.
Joe, what about you?
I hate making people feel bad.
Joe, does silence work on you?
It does. Of course. Silence works on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my silence, like when it comes to my silence, it's more like, I have childhood trauma. My brain's going to turn off now. My parents fought.
We're laughing because we can all relate.
Let's go away.
This is the only coping mechanism I learned. How to always appear busy. Anybody, you may have a job where it's like, if I look busy, people leave me alone. Hot Wings used to wear headphones in our office when he wasn't listening to things so that he didn't have to turn around when people came to the door.
It's true.
It's a good one.
Because we would get so many people that would just come to chit-chat about nothing in our office while we were trying to do stuff. So you guys knew. So if you talked, I could hear them.
Yeah.
Because it's just a little muffled. But if they started talking, I could just ignore them.
In Hot Wing's defense, our office was next to the break room. So people go in and grab their lunch and then stand in our doorway and then go, hey, how about that Tigers game last night?
There were a couple specific offenders.
Yeah.
But that would get the treatment.
With your headphones on, it also normalized your weird behavior of not listening and zoning out.
Yes.
Which I can do without headphones on. So
it gave you a reason to be staring dramatically at the fender of a Chevelle.
Yeah, because then it looks weirder when someone says, hello, Hot Wings, and you don't have headphones on and you don't seem to be looking at a screen that has anything on it and you don't say anything. And then they just go, okay.
I do have an ability to hyper-tune out things.
I like the idea of rushing the conversation along when somebody's coming to you because they need something, and it's like as they're talking, you do the, okay, and what do you need from me? And you get it out of them, because especially those people in the office that you know are the talkers, and they come to ask you for something, and they're going to talk in circles. I'm like, okay, so what do you need? And they're like, she looks like she's busy. I think I'm bothering her.
Yeah, talk with purpose, right?
Yes, exactly.
How about this one? If you ever have someone that you're having trouble getting their attention, and in this case, she's a woman who deals with people in the ER, and they deal with people who maybe have been brought there by the police or whatever, who don't really want to be responsive, and so they may be acting unresponsive in order to avoid getting treated or getting the attention they don't want. And she said it works really well to call someone the ridiculously wrong name. Mm-hmm. People can't resist the catnip to go, no, my name is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't go, hey, okay, Mr. Baggins, Bilbo, we're going to take your blood right now. But, you know.
Edgard Spagedwards.
It says, if you're interested in making a public scene.
Oh, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
A weird start, right?
Don't look in any mirrors.
Uh-huh.
If someone says something crude trying to harass you and you would like to crowdsource a response, immediately respond loudly by repeating what they just said as a question, saying, did I hear you call me blank correctly? because now they have to say it again with everybody looking. That's actually really good.
It is
good. That's kind of like what you did yesterday, that listener who was mean to me.
Yeah, she didn't call back yet.
No, of course she didn't.
Come on, Carol.
She didn't want to make a scene after making a scene.
But we've totally done that to ourselves, down like when we're together on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Walking. Where yeah. Just out of the blue, we'll go, no, I will not sleep with your mother. So we've used that before.
But Joe keeps asking.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a bucket list thing.
If he, you just need to frame it. Hey, would you like to sleep alone or you'd probably prefer to sleep with my mom?
And it's not that crude. It's love, not sex.
This one, now this is an, you can, I think anybody passive aggressive, it's the Midwest. So everybody raise your hand.
Yeah, we're all passive aggressive.
It says, absurd speculation works in a pinch. If someone pisses you off and you don't want to deal with it anymore and you know you're done with the conversation, just say something like, well, you know, it's true what they say about you. See ya. You don't even have to have anything in mind. If that happened to me, I would spend weeks creating things that had been said about me.
What do they
say? Way worse, hopefully, than what would actually have been said about me.
And who are they?
Oh, yeah, that's the other question. Who's doing that?
Matters.
Oh, dude, you could create a total paranoid schizophrenic that way. Mm-hmm. Like someone who just goes totally insane. And that is the ultimate revenge and goal.
Yeah. Just walk away. Tis the season.
Oh,
that's always a good one.
Yeah, that's a great
one.
I'm
a big fan of that one. Yeah. This one, last one, it says start small. So let's try it. Hotwings, can I borrow your pen?
Yeah, of course.
That is great. I'm going to write down the best time for me to borrow your pickup. Is that okay?
And my response would be like, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, okay. I think that's kind of exaggerated. But yeah,
from pen to pickup.
Yep. It just says start small. People get in the habit of saying yes, and then you ask for the big thing.
It's true.
No, that's for turds. Try and send it every time. Go big.
Yeah, always go big. And then go backward.